And welcome back to another edition of the Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. Hanging with Justin Bayer and Brian Bateman. We got a lot of stuff out in the diamonds set up for today, don't we, Brian?
Right. Yeah, it was kind of a crazy weekend being away for the Easter and everything. But the weather kind of messed up baseball a little bit, but they survived pretty well, Justin. What'd you see out there? What'd you hear about that?
Yeah, I mean, back home for the weekend, but I was still keeping up with the baseball team. And, you know, Friday night seems they're always destined to lose a Friday night game. I mean, poor kid LaValle is a great pitcher for us, but, you know, when you're the ace of the team, you're always going up against the ace of the other team. And there's some pretty good aces in the Big 12 from what we've seen so far. It wasn't really a different story against Missouri with Kyle Gibson, the guy's, you know, projected to be a top 10 draft pick in the upcoming MLB draft here in a couple months. But it seems, you know, they're able to bounce back. And a really strong performance by Willie Kemp in the latter game of the doubleheader Saturday night. First shutout since last year when Sean Tolleson did it against Kansas State. First Big 12 shutout. And, you know, seven innings, solid work, only two hits allowed. And, you know, he obviously got a little bit of run support there, too. Baylor's just keeps on getting their one explosive game a week. 19 runs this past game. Really impressive. You know, you same guys continuing to shine. Dustin Dickerson's on a 19-game hitting streak right now. Shaver Hansen's still pounding the ball. Has 13 home runs. That's the most since Zach Ford did it in 2004. I mean, these guys can hit the ball. So if you just get a decent pitching performance, you know, the Bears have the ability to make a good run at the Big 12 title.
Right, and looking at one of those pitchers, we talked about them on the mound. We got Sean Tolleson, who's going to start tonight against up in Arlington against UT Arlington. Is he finally back? Do we know? Or
he pitched a couple weekends ago. I can't remember who it was, but who he pitched against, but. He looks, I mean, I don't think he's back to 100%, but he looks like he's getting there. Sean Tolleson's a great pitcher. I mean, if you folks don't realize, the guy probably, if he hadn't torn his elbow his senior year in high school, he probably wouldn't be here just because he was projected to be a top-round pick in high school. So the guy has a lot of potential, and getting him back, having, I mean, I was just thinking about the depth of this pitching staff. If you have Tolleson and Fritch coming back to his potential. You, I mean, you've got Tolleson, Valls, Verrett, Kempf. I mean, just an insane pitching staff that can really carry this team. And the way the batting, the hitting's going, the Bears are really talented.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the Big 12 play. Right now, they got obviously UTA today and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Oklahoma State this weekend, they're going to go on the road up there. But right now, Baylor's sitting pretty well. They're tied for second place, only 1.5 games behind the leader, and which is Oklahoma right now. And it's just, how important is this weekend, I guess?
This weekend's interesting. OSU is always an interesting place to play at just because it's notorious for being a hitter's ballpark. They have shorter fences. It seems like the Oklahoma wind always comes through Stillwater. I mean, it will definitely be important for the pitcher to keep the ball down. Can't make many mistakes. OSU has some guys that can pound the ball. But then again, so does Baylor. I mean, you saw what they did against Kansas a couple weekends ago when they hit 8 home runs on Sunday. So, I mean, I like Baylor in this series just because they have a more they have a more dominant pitching staff. Although Oklahoma State does have Andrew Oliver, who is a really good lefty as well as their ace. But Baylor has, just from top to bottom, the guys can hit the ball really well. Right. And can do some damage.
All right, that should be a good setup for the next week when they do play Oklahoma. And that could be a good setting there to see who ends up with a top spot in the Big 12. But moving on, I guess to softball, we've got they've done pretty well, a 3-game winning streak now in conference.
Yeah, since dropping kind of a surprising game to Texas State last week, they went on the road and beat a pretty good Texas team, and then went even further on the road and played 2 games against Iowa State and won all 3 of those. So 3-game winning streak with Lady Bears. that they're in second place in conference right now, just a half game behind Missouri. I think OU's kind of right there behind them as well.
Right.
But they're certainly on a pretty good roll. They're going to go to A&M tomorrow, which is probably today for y'all who are listening to this.
Right.
They're going on Wednesday down to A&M, so that should be a good game for them. Rivalry.
Right. A&M has fallen off a little bit, but still.
They've had – conference play hasn't been good to A&M. They're 3-5, I believe. And two of those three victories just came this past weekend over Texas Tech. So they're kind of a mixed bag right now. Players I talked to, Brett Reagan, said they're still a good team, and she thinks they're kind of getting back into their groove. So we'll see how things turn out on Wednesday. Speaking of Brett Reagan, in her fourth game back after coming back, her first game back from her torn ACL, I guess it's still torn, but her first game playing back was against Texas State, which they lost. But in the last game of the Iowa State series, she actually hit a home run, so maybe her bat's going to start coming around and she can really start producing in that lineup.
Right, and another person that we've kind of let slip through here without mentioning is of course Whitney Canyon. How could we forget setting the school record last week.
For strikeouts.
Continuing
to set that record.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's at 300 strikeouts now. Just absurd amount. I mean, what she's done already and what I expect her to do in upcoming years for Baylor.
Right, yeah. So that's definitely somebody that's going to be able to help Baylor for next.
Just talking to them today, she's only going to get better. Even just this season, she was talking about how earlier this season, her changeup, which has apparently a source of some frustration for her, because she pointed out several games where, like, this game, I gave up two runs. Both came on changeups. So, and she says even that pitch is starting to come around. So it's all uphill for her.
Right. And the good thing about softball is you don't have to worry about pitchers leaving to go pro or anything. So she's going to be around for another 3 years. So that'd be great to see.
Get out your popcorn.
Right. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready.
Some people would say. Anyway, well, that's it for today's podcast. Make sure to check back next week when we talk more baseball, softball, and we'll give you a wrap-up of the Equestrian National Championship this weekend. So thank you very much for listening.